one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us on this beautiful Monday night. Tonight we have a special show featuring the people in charge behind the bench, the coaches. We'll have Rhinos coach Bob Lilly on at 6:45, the assistant coach of the MLS leading LA Galaxy, Brighton's Dave Sarakin at 7 p.m., and WPS champion Western New York Flash coach Aaron Lyons at 7:15. And now here's the de facto coach of the Soccer is a Kick in the Grass radio show, Joe Sirianni.
Well, Andrew, I'll tell you one thing. This is going to be an interesting show because we're going to be able to get the inside of the head of the people that make soccer go in Rochester and in Western New York. And, of course, in L.A., your favorite, you know, where your favorite player resides.
who's that, I wonder?
Well, we're not going to mention his name. But
yes, we will.
My favorite player on their team is Dave Sarakin. So that goes without saying that we're going to be in good company tonight. And, of course, we're going to talk about you know, the win and the losses of the coaches, where they go from here, what they intend to do with in the playoffs. And it's going to be very interesting because we still do want to find out how they really feel about what they have achieved so far and what their perspective are in the future. Because I think, like you've seen in the coach of the Carolina, he's already...
Martin Rennie's
already moved up.
And Jesse Marsh, we had in our show before.
Yeah, exactly.
He's
so
going to be the coach of the Montreal Impact in MLS. It's going to be very
And who knows? I mean, Bob Lilly is a very good coach, and I'm sure that as the opportunity comes, because just like we said, you know, coaches, my theory about coaches is that the coaches get hired to be fired. You know, players can do whatever they want. And, you know, they don't get fired because there's too many of them to fire.
Well, they can get released.
Yeah, though. But the coach usually they pay the consequences.
They're the fall guy.
And, you know, there is a lot of people that talk about coaches, you know, the style of play that they play and the win percentage and all that. But my theory and my association with coaches in the past for my tenure in sports, it's always been that the coaches get judged on win and losses, not how well the team plays, not what style of play they play, attractive soccer, defensive soccer, or whatever. Coaches always get judged and hired or fired on the performance of the team, pretending to winning and losing, not the player style.
And a perfect example of that is Ancelotti.
Exactly.
Who led Chelsea to the EPL title 2 years ago. Last year, he finished second, and he got fired.
Not only that, you know, recently in Italy, you know, Donadoni is a very good coach. He coached the Italian soccer team, and he got in a squabble, I believe, that has not been disclosed yet, with one of the players, Suazo. And Suazo was ready to be traded, and all of a sudden, Donadoni has been fired, and the guy still remains. So you know, coach security, it's only in the contract that they sign, and they hope that you know, they are able to recoup, you know, on the clause that they put in the contract, that they get paid no matter what.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see when we talk to our three coaches guests this evening and see what they have to say about this. But we want to mention First of all, Dick Howard will be back with us next week. He's on his way back from England, if he's not already back in Toronto. We wish Dick well, and we'll have him on next week to talk about the start of more European soccer. And we're going to do a little bit of international news. Of course, the big news today, which we're going to get comments on from Dave Sarakin, is that the captain of the Irish national team, the ever-controversial and successful Robbie Keane, will be now a member of the LA Galaxy. So we're going to go right to Dave at 7 o'clock, and we're going to talk about what is going on, how did that happen, and who are they going to get rid of. And of course, the start of the EPL was this weekend. Chelsea didn't do too well.
No, not at all.
Manchester City did very well today. They won 4-0 over Swansea, puts them top of the table with Bolton. And Manchester United got lucky, as they tend to do.
Yeah.
They got a very lucky second goal to beat West Brom. But it's going to be a long season. We got a lot to talk about with that. But we're going to focus on the Rhinos first. We want to congratulate the players who were honored on Saturday night.
Definitely, definitely.
So here's the list of the team award winners from the Rhinos. Coach of Performance Award is Rich Costanzo. Offensive Player of the Year was Kendall Jagdeosing. The Defensive Player of the Year, Troy Roberts. The Rookie of the Year, J.C. Banks. And the MVP, Tyler Rosenlund. So,
well, you know, the
interesting choices.
Very well deserved, I think. But what about Kitson? I mean, you know, there's where justice got to be someplace, because he's been the key to, you know, to a lot of the wins that the Rhinos have had.
Neil's award is going to be lifting the championship trophy. That'll be the award he wants. So the Rhinos in the playoffs for the 16th straight year. For those of you who do not know, that is a record for all of U.S. professional sports. No other team has made the playoffs 16 straight years. So it's a tremendous testament to the Rhinos and their history with Pat Urquhart, Lori Calloway, Darren Tilley, and Bob Lilly at the helm, and of course the former owners, the current ownership. It's tremendous how the Rhinos have been just consistently excellent for their entire history. It's an amazing accomplishment.
Well, you know, Andrew, that the Rhinos from the beginning have a formula to be able to be on the winning side of everything. It's been due to tremendous efforts by the ownership in the beginning, and of course, you know, when people think about coaching, Pat Urquhart has been an excellent coach. He is a proven warrior and a winner, not only as a coach but as a player. And then he associated with you know, he had people that worked with him that had a lot of experience in soccer, like the Escos and the O'Doy. And, you know, and what can you really say? And then the other coaches, of course, you know, they had just as much success with the things that they had to work with. Now we are in the Bobby Lilly's era. Last year, they won the league. This year they finish in first place in the division, and who knows where we go from here. So, as much as it can be said about winning and losing, I think you at the end of the day, they're going to be judged on the achievement and on the winning record.
That's right.
Not on the losing, you know, not on on the style of play and all the other kind of stuff.
Well, the Rhinos will start their quest for the USL Pro title. The Rhinos have not won a playoff championship in 10 years, so this will be a great time for the team to make that happen. Friday night, 7:30 against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, a very familiar opponent, as the Rhinos beat them 1-0 on Saturday night for Rich Costanzo's goal, his goal against his hometown team, the Riverhounds. And then, of course, before we go to our break, we want to congratulate the Western New York Flash. What a tremendous accomplishment, winning the WPS title in their first year in the league. Aaron Lines, if he's not Coach of the Year, I don't know who should be, but I guess Paul Ryan of the Philadelphia Independents has certainly a good case. But right now, Abby's leading the fan voting for that. But it's going to be a great atmosphere. Saturday, the 27th of August, 4 p.m., Salem Stadium, the WPS Championship right here in Rochester. I believe the championship for soccer, it's the last time we had a top-flight championship. Not the Rhinos, of course, played the second and third divisions, was the Lancers in 1970.
Exactly. And then when you look, I talked to some people today that they're in the market. They're in the market to buy tickets for the Flash, and on the internet, there's already a lot of sections that have been sold.
That's right.
So it just you know, I think there's going to be you're going to see a full house. I think that, and I hope the Magic Jack is the opponent.
I think, you know, everybody in Rochester hopes Magic Jack is the opponent.
So we're going to be pulling for Magic Jack all the way, and you know, for them to win, so they can we can have again. We can overcome the 15,004 people, 404 people that were at the stadium last time.
That would be the goal, to break that record. I think it's if Magic Jack is in the final, I think it's a very good chance. And also for selfish reasons, the Flash have beaten Magic Jack 3 times out of 3. Sure. They have not been Philadelphia. Of course, they've lost the season series to Philadelphia, and they've played the ties against Boston. So the best team I think the Flash could play for many reasons is Magic Jack. They will open up on Wednesday night, and we'll get to see Magic Jack's home stadium Wednesday night on Fox Soccer Channel against the Boston Breakers, and then the semifinal will be Saturday at PPL Park in Philadelphia, the home of Philadelphia Union. That'll be on the Fox Sports Net channel, so I believe in Rochester that will be on MSG or MSG Plus.
Right.
And then the final will also be on Fox Sports Net on Saturday the 27th. So a lot coming up in soccer in Rochester. And then, of course, Wednesday, we don't want to forget the announcement from the Rochester Lancers of the coaching staff. So speaking of coaches, we're going to know Wednesday who the head coach of the Rochester Lancers is. We'll be there, Joe and I. We'll have a podcast, hopefully, right after the announcements, and we'll be talking to the members of the Lancers, and that starts up in November. So it's going to be very exciting this week.
Well, who do you think is going to be the coach or the assistant coach, the trainer? I mean,
come on, Joe. We all know who the coach is going to be. Give it up. You're going to be the coach.
No, I want to be the trainer. Nobody offered me the job yet. I'm really angry, and I'm going to refuse just in case. Because I'm 73 years old, and I don't think I can handle.
I heard Popovich might be in town on Wednesday. I don't know.
He might be a very good candidate for coaching
New York
job.
Remember, he coached the New York Arrows.
Very good.
So we'll see
what
happens.
Maybe we can bring Segura out of retirement and all the other Per Ercoli. Who knows?
Val Tuksha
and who else?
Chet Messing.
Yeah, exactly. So many great players that have. Played in MLS in the old New York
ISL,
in the old New York team, the Missile. So I'm anxious to see what the Lancers, who the coach is going to be, and the staff and all that. I know that Soccer Sam is very anxious to start the season as well, and I got to compliment Sam because he was very good in announcing the Flash last night. So.
Great job. 2 o'clock is the press conference at Total Sports Experience. All you Lancer fans from way back and all the new Lancer fans, that's where it's going to be announced. So it's going to be very exciting. We're all looking forward to that starting up in November here in Rochester at the Blue Cross Arena. Well, let's take our first break. Coming up next will be Rhinos head coach Bob Lilly here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
I couldn't see. I said if I can't feel it, then how could it be? No magic could happen to me. And then I saw you. I couldn't believe it. You took my heart. I couldn't retrieve it. Said to myself, what's it all about? Now I know there can be no doubt.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball Girl Opportunities, Season, and Group Ticket Specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck.
Come see the Flash at Salem Stadium, Saturday, August 27th at 4 p.m. in the WPS Championship Match. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Kusha Kuj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos begin their quest for the 2011 USL Pro Championship this Friday night at 7:30 in the quarterfinals against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Tickets start at just $10 and can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office through Ticketmaster.com or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Group sale discounts are available. Rhinos season ticket holders should use Wildcard C for the match. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
You can always count on our engineer Bob to come up with the most unique bumper music.
But no,
I forget who did Bobby's Girl, which I'm sure Bob knows off the top of it. Thank you, Bob. I would have lost that name or named that tune or named that singer. But yeah. Welcome back to Soccer is Kicking the Grass. Andrew Battisti, Joe Red, Carl Sirianni. Coming up, we will have LA Galaxy assistant coach Dave Sarakin and the coach of the Western New York Flash, Aaron Lines, in our second half hour. But right now, we're joined by the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, our good friend Bob Lilly. Bob's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Rhinos begin the playoffs Friday night, 7:30 against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Call 454-KICK for tickets. Bob, how you doing tonight?
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good, Bob. And how about you? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I mean, I anxious to see us play our best at playoff time. But, you know, it's nice to get a result this past weekend. Obviously, you know, we got to play Pittsburgh for a fourth time, so it's not going to be easy.
It's a good point you brought up, Bob, because it's, I don't know if it's ironic or just a fluke of nature that we play Pittsburgh on Saturday and we have to play them again on Friday. Now, first thing I want to ask you is, do you think Pittsburgh may have held some cards close to the vest on Saturday night and maybe didn't do the things they might try to do on Friday? Or are they going to just come out and play their game, do you think?
Well, I mean, they've, for the second half of the season, they've pretty much played the same style. So, and they've won every game or tied, except in their last 10, their only two games that they lost were against us. They have 5 wins and 3 draws in that 10-game stretch. So, you know, I don't know. They've been playing that way and getting success. Of course, they may try different tactics because they've come up short 3 times. But, you know, I think it's got to be about us, especially on our home field. You know, they didn't play Jason Yeisley, a very good forward, the other day, but most of their regulars were in the lineup. And, you know, Yeisley may be carrying an injury. I'm not sure what his status is for this weekend, but, you know, we've got to do the things that we can do well and hopefully put out a solid performance, because I think we're going to need it to have success, not only against Pittsburgh, but to win any games now in the playoffs.
Bob, I just got, you know, the question that I want to ask you is this, so that, you know, in a league game, you know, there is a motivational factor, but that you do all the time with every game in order to, you know, to win. But these things in the playoffs are just a one-game situation, so the focus a little bit more on the urgency and of winning, and the urgency of scoring goals,
right,
as fast as you can. So, what is the, you know, what are you going to do differently, you know, from a regular game to a playoff game, in order to instill into the players the necessity of urgency?
Well, I actually believe that we're trying to be urgent every game, and for the most part, for 2 years, we have been. I mean, our home record has been very good the last 2 years. So I'm hoping they play the way we usually play at home. You know, it's important. The three things we're trying to do, and we really highlighted to them last week after, you know, a poor performance in New York, was we need to do a better job taking care of the ball. We need to defend better as a team. And we need to have a willingness to take risk and go forward. I mean, those are the three things we're really working on. Today in training, we did a lot of possession stuff. On Thursday, we're going to do a lot of defensive shape, and obviously, we did some finishing stuff today, and we're, you know, Wednesday, you know, shape. We're off tomorrow. Wednesday, we're going to go over shape. Thursday, we're going to do a lot of stuff around the goal in terms of our attack. So I think it's important you get it right at both ends of the field, and you do a good job taking care of the ball.
Bob,
at this time of the season.
Bob, you know, one of the things that I saw, and maybe it just in me looking, is that when they are in the third in the 18 yard line of the opponent,
yeah,
they seem to pass the ball, you know, to be able to, instead of taking a shot. Is that there something that you would instruct them to do, or is something that comes natural from them?
No, I think when players are confident, they pull the trigger quicker. I think we're always looking for shots on frame and finding those moments to get a shot off, and sometimes I think we overpass, but I think that sometimes is a reflection of individual players' confidence level. Now, you know, we don't have as many players on our roster that are great long-range strikers, but certainly anything around the box, we're looking for half chances. So, you know, some of it is, you know, for me, we played okay, you know, this past Saturday, but we didn't play well. I felt we were a little bit loose with our passing. I didn't feel like we got in behind or created as many chances or took as many shots, but we definitely controlled the game, and, you know, I would have liked to have scored more and you know, certainly closed out the game a little bit better, But I mean, we've played Pittsburgh three times and have three results. Now it's just important we make sure we get result number four and get a win and move on. You know, but certainly for us, you know, we do have confidence at home, and you know, we've talked to the players. We're trying to move in the right direction. I think we got part of the way back on Saturday. Because, you know, two weekends ago we had a disappointing weekend where we lost to Charlotte and New York. So now we're back, hopefully going the right direction. We just have to build on what we did this past weekend and make it better for this weekend if we want to get past Pittsburgh again. And then obviously we'll play the winner of Harrisburg, L.A.
Bob, this year's playoffs is different than past years because the USL has gone away. Actually, the USL, we weren't in the USL, but they've gone away from the home-and-home series. You're playing just one game. It's like the U.S. Open Cup. You win, you go on. You lose, you're gone.
Right.
There's fewer matches, which certainly helps fitness-wise for the players, but it's certainly more pressure on the team. So what do you personally prefer? And I guess the second thing is, is there going to be practicing of penalty kicks sometime during this week? Because, of course, the match could be decided by penalties if it goes all the way through 120 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, we took some penalties today. We even had them take some last week because, you know, rather than just try to practice them the day before, I mean, it's just trying to, you know, obviously before we played Open Cup matches, we had taken penalties as well, so... As a staff, we have a pretty good idea, you know, with our personnel, you know, what players we feel, you know, are going to be able to step in and deliver. It's tough to predict on the day, but, you know, obviously we want the players as comfortable as possible if it goes to that. I mean, we're certainly on our pitch hoping to play well enough that we're not putting ourselves in that position. But you have to be prepared, and for us, you know, we're obviously gonna go at Pittsburgh from the beginning stages, just as we have every other time we've played them. And it's important for us to get out on the front foot. I mean, we're not gonna slow play the game. We're gonna try and go at them, but you know, that's something we've always tried to do since I've been here, and even more so at home. I mean, I don't sense that, you know, as a team, I do agree with you, there's more pressure. It's one and done. So, you know, how the players manage that and how we manage it as a staff is important. But, you know, we're trying to keep the message consistent. We feel like we have a recipe, as I mentioned earlier, that when we do the things in terms of keeping the ball, making good decisions, willingness to go forward, taking risk, and then also working hard on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, those three things will take you a long way in this game. You know, we feel like the better we keep it, you know, and the more aggressive we are, even in defending, we're going to have the ball more, and that's going to enable us to create more chances and score more goals. And, you know, we definitely don't want to sit back and counter or slow the game down. I mean, we want to use our energy, especially on our field, to make it difficult for the opponent and try to dictate the tempo of the game.
Well, Bob, we appreciate you coming on the show tonight, spending some time with us. We're really looking forward to the start of the playoffs. It's a little bit earlier this year than we're used to, but we're very happy that, of course, the Rhinos in for the 16th straight year. And you guys will be facing Pittsburgh on Friday at 7:30. We'll certainly be there. We encourage, of course, all the fans to come out. Thanks a lot again for being on the show, and good luck on Friday night.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Bob.
Head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Bob Lilly, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll go out to the left coast and speak with former Rochester Lancer player, Bright native, and the assistant coach of the Los Angeles Galaxy, Dave Sarakin, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, Dick Howard, a very interested listener, always at WYSL, and I get my kicks in the grass courtesy of Joe Siriani.
Your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1.
And News Power 1040. WYSL. Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball girl opportunities, season, and group ticket specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck.
Come see the Flash at Salem Stadium, Saturday, August 27th at 4 p.m. in the WPS Championship match. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Rhinos begin their quest for the 2011 USL Pro Championship this Friday night at 7:30 in the quarterfinals against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Tickets start at just $10 and can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office through Ticketmaster.com or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Group sale discounts are available. Rhinos season ticket holders should use Wildcard C for the match. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Siriani. Aaron Lyons will be coming up at 7:15, the head coach of the WPS champion Western New York Flash. But Joe, right now, one of the great friends of our show is joining us.
You know that in life you have a few opportunities to meet nice people, and not only as friends, but also as human beings. And, you know, I had the pleasure of meeting this guy, and I'm very proud to call him my friend Dave Serkin. Welcome, Dave.
Joe, guys, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
No problem, Dave. I mentioned that your appearance today is brought to you by another Dave, dental doctor David Olivo of Gates, my personal dentist.
And mine, too.
And Joe's, too. 328-3382 is his number. So.
Well, thank you for me, too.
Okay. We got to start off with the news of the day, Dave, because we're a topical show. The big news, Robbie Keane signing with the LA Galaxy today, the Irish international, the 10th leading scorer in the history of the English Premiership, a huge signing for MLS and for the Galaxy. Tell us about how it came about.
Yeah, we're very obviously excited about having Robbie join us. Out here in L.A. with the Galaxy, I learned pretty quickly we have a pretty special organization and an organization that's committed to being as good as we could possibly be, and it's proven that over time with the signing of Beckham and obviously Landon. And so now we're here, you know, we have an opportunity in this transfer window to have some conversations with some high-profile guys, and Robbie was right up there on our list as a guy that we felt could really address some needs for us, we have with our ownership group some relationship with Tottenham at that level, the executive level, and it was a conversation on Wednesday, and it sort of materialized over the next 48 to 72 hours with serious discussions with Tottenham and also with the player, And then here we are. We got Robbie Keane to join our organization, and it's just a massive acquisition for us, we feel, and we're very excited about it, and as is he.
But now you're going to have to make some tough decision because somebody needs to go.
Right. No, that is true, and I know it's been publicized, Juan Pablo Angel is the guy that will be moving off our roster, and that is accurate. I can't comment on his next moves till any of that stuff becomes official, and I should let everyone know that Juan Pablo is one of the classiest guys I've ever been around, and we acquired him in the off season in the expansion draft, and he put his heart and soul into our club, but it just didn't quite materialize for him, and in order for us to bring in another player like Robbie Keane, we had to move a high profile guy, and Juan is that guy, so we wish him all the best.
Certainly, he's a great, great, great player, and sometimes, like I said, I often bring up the comparison of Ian Rush, the great Liverpool striker. He played at Juventus for one season, and it just didn't work out. He went back to Liverpool, and he played tremendously well for the rest of his career. But sometimes, just right. The mix of the player and the team, just the style of player, or whatever, just doesn't match, and you have to move on from there.
Right, that's true.
David, I just want you to make a comment a little bit on the MLS versus North American soccer league of our days, with the name players that they used to be in the league at that time. Pretty soon the MLS is going to have the same approach because they are bringing in name players from Europe that they either they're still in good condition to play. Is this the approach you think that the league is going to pursue in the future?
That's a really good question, Joe. And you, as well as anybody, remembers those great days and all the pluses that it brought, but also the demise eventually of the league. And obviously with MLS coming in 96 and having a single entity league and a strict salary cap, was insurance that it wouldn't repeat itself like the NASL did. However, I think as we've evolved as a league now here in 2011, you've seen over the years that these players now that have come to our league have given us a higher profile, have come for the right reasons, and it's been sort of a slow, gradual acquisition. That's why teams have two designated player slots. You can buy a third now, but it won't get to the point where teams are going to just be freewheeling and free spending. So I still think the league has gone about it the right way. And it's interesting you mention that because in the conversation Bruce Arena had with Robbie Keane, one of the first things Robbie said to Bruce was, look, I'm not coming over to be on vacation. I'm coming over to help win trophies for your club and very excited about playing in your league, which is a little different than some guys maybe in the past in the old NASL where they just kind of came for the experience and went about it a little bit differently. So, yeah. You know, I think it's important that, we still acquire high-profile guys, and I think David Beckham is a great example. I think it's given our league real credibility.
I'm glad you mentioned my favorite player, Mr. Beckham. And speaking of championships and titles, this Tuesday night, tomorrow night, the LA Galaxy will make their first appearance in the CONCACAF Champions League. The LA Galaxy have won the Champions Cup in the past, but this will be the first time the team has been in the Champions League. I know that the teams that in the LA Galaxy's group, CD Montaga of Honduras, featuring former MLS MVP Amado Guevara, LD Alwanese from Costa Rica, who the Lancers played in the 72 Champions Cup. Because of how that club was back. And then Monarcas Morelia of Mexico, certainly a great pedigree team. And I know that all three of those teams are dying to see the Galaxy come in. They're guaranteed sellouts. And what do you think about the playing against these clubs and playing in the Champions League? I know it's a huge opportunity for MLS and the Galaxy to make a statement on the world stage.
It is, and we're very excited. The players are very excited to entertain this competition because, you know, the MLS is a long, long season, and now we have a little bit of a different opponent. Our group, arguably the group of death, in my opinion. You know, all three teams that you name, Motagua, Alajuela, and Morelia, are all very good teams. And what people don't understand, and to be fair, you can't understand until you've been in it, and I have with World Cup qualifying, is when you go to these places, the challenge of playing in Honduras, in Costa Rica, and in parts of Mexico are just monumental. And so it's a very tough group, but we're taking it very seriously. We expect to put out our best team that we can tomorrow. We do have a league game on Saturday, but we're looking at tomorrow's game as a real important getting off point. And we know in this competition, you've got to win at home. So we're going to have a real professional approach for this. And, you know, it's another opportunity for our club to make a stance for MLS and beyond.
Well, David, definitely what you just said is that in the international game, I remember when we went to Guatemala and we played against you know, we were on the same Champion League that we were playing at that time, and
right.
You know, we were favorite. We played the Mexico
Cruz Azul.
And
right.
I remember the late Peter Short, that we were all familiarized with Cruz Azul. We were buddies until we played him. And then it became the war. And then we played the Concepcion of Guatemala, and we were the gringos at that time. So I agree with you that, you know, it's really a test, especially when you go at their home, excuse me,
very,
in their home field.
Very challenging. No question about it.
Go ahead, Joe.
No, the other question, just to deviate a little bit. I know you've been involved with the national team and everything, you know, you and Bruce, of course. And now the new signing of Klinsmann, what is your opinion?
Well, you know, it's never easy to coach a national team. And it's a very finite time to do it. You know, usually a coach gets one cycle. Bob Bradley, who's a very close friend of mine, I've known Bob for 25 years, and in fact I saw him this morning over at Home Depot Center. He did a phenomenal job with that team. You know, when Bruce left, he took over. He had 5 years and did a great job when you look at his results. Now, he didn't win a World Cup, but he left a great foundation, and I think the federation felt it was time for a change, and that's fair. That's a, you know, every federation has that right to make a change. I think Jurgen comes in at it from a different angle. He's a tremendously positive guy, very upbeat, very bright, and I think it's a breath of fresh air whenever you make a change like that with a guy like Jurgen. I know Jurgen. He's very smart guy, and only time will tell, to be very honest. It's like when we acquire players and people ask me, is he going to be a great player for you? You can only answer that in time. But in the short term, There's a new energy with the national team. I think it gives some players an opportunity now that they maybe didn't have with the other coach. And that was probably true when Bruce and I had the national team, too, and they made changes. So it's just part of the evolution, and I wish Juergen the best. We all want our national team to qualify and do great. So, you know, time will tell.
Well, as a follow-up to that, in order for the coach to be successful, of course, you got to have a pool of players that are, you know, that are competitive or that are at the level of the international level. Do you believe that, you know, the program that we have in the United States to develop good player is there or it needs to be improved?
It needs to be improved, and there's no question about it. And I think U.S. soccer is making those attempts. But we have a huge country, and it's not easy. You know, we're so big and so spread out. And youth development, soccer youth development, has come a long way, and there's still a long way to go. And I could never put a timetable on it as to when it's all going to come together, but I think we all recognize that it needs to have improvement. We need to start identifying and training and developing players at a young age and continue to put them in good environments more consistently at young ages. And, you know, I could spend hours on this on the telephone. I don't think you need to hear me say that, but I do think we've made great strides. But you're exactly right, Joe. The pool is the pool at the moment, and whether you bring in Jose Mourinho or Bruce Arena or Dave Sarragan or Jurgen Klinsmann, you know, you're dealing with pretty much the players that are out there. And the hope now is that these 14s, 15s, 16s continue to get better in our pool so that when they reach the national team, we're that much stronger.
Dave, one last quick question. I have to ask my obligatory David Beckham question.
Yes, sir.
Bex has played in the UEFA Champions League, the biggest Champions League in the world, against the biggest opponents, the biggest stage. This is going to be his first time in the CONCACAF Champions League. And What are some of his feelings about playing in this competition, especially going to countries I believe he has never played in before? What are his thoughts?
Well, you know what? I haven't spoken to David directly about it, but just knowing David as I've gotten to know him, the guy competes no matter what, and I think he recognizes these kinds of competitions. He knows what they're about. Even though he's maybe never set foot in Honduras as a player, he knows, he's been around the block. So I think he gets it, and I think that he's excited, and I think his experience, even though it's at a different level, will help us when we start to get into these competitions. So he loves to play, he's competitive, and he'll be ready for it, and he'll share some experience with our younger guys, because we got plenty of guys on our roster that have never experienced it, and they'll be a little shaky. So just having his experience and calmness will be a big help to us.
Well, Dave, we really wish you all the best of luck. We want to see an MLS team win the CONCACAF Champions League and go on to the World Club Championship. And what better team would it be than the LA Galaxy? And unfortunately, the game's not going to be on live. It's going to be on tape delay starting at 12:30 a.m. on early Wednesday morning. But it's LA Galaxy against CD Montaga featuring Amado Guevara. That's at the Home Depot Center. Then next Wednesday, it'll be El Diablonese from Costa Rica, and we'll don't know if that's going to be on TV live. Hopefully it will be, because I'd love to see it. Good
luck
to you.
Yeah, it'll be Thursday, actually. It'll be the following Thursday.
Thank you. I miscounted. Me, the man.
No problem.
Miscounted. Dave, thanks very much for being on the show, as always, and best of luck to the Galaxy tomorrow night.
David, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. I always enjoy it. And Joe, be well. We'll talk soon.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Dave Sarakin, the assistant coach of the LA Galaxy on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Western New York Flash coach Aaron Kiwi-Lines here on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hi, this is Becky Edwards, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Coosia Coosh, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos begin their quest for the 2011 USL Pro Championship this Friday night at 7:30 in the quarterfinals against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Tickets start at just $10 and can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office through Ticketmaster.com or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Group sale discounts are available. Rhinos season ticket holders should use Wildcard C for the match. Be at the heart of the Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Motorcycles don't have bumpers, and they don't have seat belts. On a bike, there's no such thing as a fender bender. That's why you need motorcycle insurance that covers more than just your bike. So get Allstate. For the price of insuring your bike, Allstate can also protect you for as low as $100 a year. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects the rider like Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball girl opportunities, season, and group ticket specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck.
Come see the Flash at Salem Stadium, Saturday, August 27th at 4 p.m. in the WPS Championship match. The Western New York Flash, experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. Oh, difficulties connecting with Aaron Kiwi Lyons. Hopefully we'll get him before the end of the show. We used to talk for a couple moments, but if not, we'll get him on next week before the championship match, which will be either against Philadelphia Magic Jack or the Boston Breakers. But I want to mention that Marta has officially won the her third consecutive Puma Golden Boot Award, having 10 goals, tied with Christine Sinclair, Joe, but she won because she played fewer matches.
I tell you one thing, Andrew, you know, for those people that haven't seen Marta play, she's, you know, the money that you pay to go and watch the game, it's worth 10 times more, because I have never seen a woman with her skill, you know, and the thing that she does with the ball, the speed that, that she does, and she's a tiny, tiny woman, maybe 110 pounds, something like that.
But she's like a steel
force. She's tough. She goes on the tackle. She jumps in the air. She takes bruises. She gives bruises, and she gets angry sometime. And but she was phenomenal this night in the game, and she scored a goal. You know, a goal that was just unbelievable.
That's a skill goal.
Yeah, and she had many chances, but she was double teamed all the time. She was fouled. And you know, but at the end of the day, she got the better the defender that was marking her, and she scored the goal.
That's right. And you think now, Joe, that the players on the Flash are unencumbered by the World Cup, because I think a lot of the players honestly were holding back because they did not want to be injured before the World Cup. Now they can let it all hang out, and we're seeing the real Marta now.
Exactly.
And maybe we didn't see that earlier. She scored 5 goals in her last 3 matches, and you know, the Flash are the favorites to win the championship, but you know what?
You never
the
know.
WPS is very interesting. The first year, Sky Blue was the 4 seed and went all the way and won the title. Last year, Philadelphia was the 4 seed and they made it to the title match. So you never know what's going to happen, and how is this 2-week break going to affect? I know that Coach Kiwi Lines is trying to get a match for the Flash this weekend against somebody to try and keep the players fresh and in game situations, making sure they're mentally focused.
Well, they need to set up a game with a team that's very competitive. They can't just have a high school kids kind of game, because they need to be competitive, and they need to play with tenacity, and they need to play with the same strength and favor that they we expect them to play against whoever's going to be their opponent. But you know, they're going back a little bit to the team and what the coach has they've been able to do is that this team it's united. This
they
team,
it's,
I saw them last night at the, when they had the jersey, and congratulations to them because they raised $8,000 for the Breast Cancer Society.
The Coleman Foundation, yes.
So there was a huge endeavor that they took. But after the game, they hung around on the field, they danced to the music, they were very, very happy, not only because they won, but because they are united, you know. You can see, because usually when you see players that they're just there to play, you know, they don't have the camaraderie, they don't have the laughing. You don't see them laughing. You saw them laughing. You see them dancing to the music. And you see them. They are amazing. I can tell you one thing, that the coach and whoever put this team together and whoever is that, because in every organization there is keep people, but I think that whoever keep the glue together to keep this woman together, it's not only the coach, but it's somebody internally within the team that has
AJ.
A camera.
AJ Cesare, the general manager.
I don't know who it is, but it's got to be somebody within the team itself, you know, that keeps everybody together.
Yeah, they're going to. I think it's going to be a great atmosphere Saturday the 27th. Get your tickets early. They're on sale right now. The Ticketmaster.com, the Rhino's office, 454-KICK. Because the game is going to be a sellout, and I think no matter who plays in it, especially if it's Magic Jack, those tickets are going to be going for a lot higher than face value, I can tell you that, because
exactly.
Everyone will want to be there to see Abby. And then, of course, but if any of the teams, I think, will be a worthy opponent. Everybody's going to be gunning for the Flash. They're like the Manchester United, even though I don't like them. Manchester United, the Real Madrid, the Barcelona of this league. And everyone's gunning for him, but playing at home, it's going to be very difficult. But hopefully we'll get Aaron Kiwi Lines Joe on next week to talk about, well, we know who the opponent is, which we'll know by next Monday's show.
Exactly.
And, of course, the Rhinos will know if they're going to move on to the semifinals and host that as well. There could be another huge weekend of soccer next weekend if the Rhinos and the Flash are both in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But we want to thank, of course, Dave Sarakin for coming on the show. Best luck to the Galaxy in the CONCACAF Champions League. Bob Lilley, Dave Solinsky, Eric Trendle from the Rhinos. Don't forget, the Lancers will announce their coach Wednesday at 2 p.m. at the Total Sports Experience. Rhinos in action Friday at 7:30 against Pittsburgh. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.